My name is Darren Hupke, and this is Pixels and Polygons. Welcome to another new episode of Pixels and Polygons. This time, I didn't forget to allow my guests to introduce themselves, so we get a chance to actually hear from who I'm talking to, and I don't have to awkwardly introduce them here on their behalf. Returning guest, Jeff, joins the show. He is always great to talk to. We always have a good time and a good conversation together. And then a first-time guest, I had recorded a few conversations with my wife, but my wife, Nicole, is my second guest on this episode. With the two of them, I chatted about video game music questions, just kind of some thoughts on some soundtracks or some songs that really just kind of evoke some good memories or good emotion or things that are just memorable to us. So it was really cool just to kind of think about the audio and the music side of things. I mean, you do hear there's one specific game I bring up in both conversations. There are many more. I was just really kind of focused on like some heavy hitters as we do this conversation with other guests down the road and in future weeks, months, or whenever it reoccurs. I'll definitely share my thoughts on other soundtracks and stuff that I have a fondness for. But yeah, a good soundtrack and a good score really helps create like a lasting love for a game, in my opinion. So really thinking about those heavy hitters in your head, you know, what are the games that you have, you know, really fond memories of? I'm sure the music or, you know, the levels select sounds or whatever it may be. Those are probably some of the memorable moments for you, I assume. Anywho, I have a conversation with Jeff first. After that, it is with Nicole, and then we kind of wrap up the episode. So hopefully you enjoy it. If you are digging it, be sure to, I don't know, rate and review it. That's a thing that happens on podcast platforms. But really, just kind of share it. Social media, I'm at Darren Hupke on a lot of things. If you want to like tag me or share it with friends, that helps. And if you want to like interact with me or ask questions or get in touch, reach out to me. I'd love to kind of chat and see if you're all enjoying this. I'm enjoying doing it, so I'll keep doing it. And hopefully other people are enjoying it as well. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. All right. Well, I've been screwing up and not having people introduce themselves with each segment. So I know you've already introduced us a little bit, but just, you know, hey, how about you give us a little introduction? Who are you? And then answer this question, random question off the top of my head. What is your favorite video game map?
Okay, cool.
Oh, like now we're starting to record now?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay,
that's fine. I'm ready to go. This is a well-oiled machine. I'm just ready to go.
Yeah, let's do it. Video game map. Okay. I'm Jeff. Jeff Amaranto. I am a dancer and filmmaker in Chandler, Arizona.
Question mark?
Yeah, Chandler, Arizona. I forget. I've moved a lot in the past like 2-3 years. I was Mesa, and then I was Gilbert for a while, and I dance in Coolidge now, so it's like a lot of different things. Yeah. Oh, it's the worst. It's the actual worst. And I can't wait for my next competition to be done. So I can take a break and play Dungeons and Dragons with my friends. So I'm super excited about that. But favorite map.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a particular reason or anything, but just, you know, is there a map that you enjoy in a game?
There's a map I enjoy. Lately, I've been playing a lot of Valorant. online shooter made by Riot. It's kind of like, you know, the new age CS, different CS. But I like the map Ascent. I play that often. Yeah, it's a good game. That's my main game I've been playing recently.
Your main.
Yeah, just jumping in and getting my butt whooped all the time. It's awful. I hate it so much, but I want to get better.
I heard lots of people talk about it. I am just not the person for like a competitive shooter. Like I guess the last one I really tried was Overwatch, but I really was more drawn to it because of like playing with friends, and like, you know, I didn't mind kind of getting worked, but then it did feel good to win and, you know, have some tough battles and stuff. But I don't know. I just can't hang with the competitive shooters anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. Us old guys, huh? Yeah. I'm trying to keep up, but it's tough, man. It's tough when you're getting wrecked by little kids and they're calling you dog water. It's
dog water. The worst
feeling.
Okay.
It's the worst feeling ever. Yeah. It's not good for your mental health, but I'm trying to be better.
A slightly cleaner insult than maybe the Call of Duty crowd. So I guess
that's
plus.
Fair. Yeah. Yeah. I'll take less racist than anything. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, today we're going to answer a question around like video game music and everything. And if you've thought about it, like, what is a game soundtrack that takes you back to when you first heard it? Or maybe like it could be a little bit less, but what is a game soundtrack that just like evokes some emotion for you and is solid?
Yeah, no, there's a lot. I was really, really thinking about this question on the drive home today. Immediately, I thought of the Tony Hawk's soundtrack, the first two games, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. Being so young at that time, I grew up listening to a lot of R&B music, so that was kind of my first introduction to rock music. So I was just out there, fraud, didn't realize that like my music taste was based off of video game. But that's not my choice. I think the real only choice for me is the Final Fantasy VII soundtrack. I mean, Nobuo Uematsu, he's incredible. You ever seen that meme? Ever seen that meme of, it's like when Phil Collins did the Tarzan soundtrack and it's just a picture of a piano on fire? Like that's what I imagine the soundtrack. It's insane. It's actually insanely good.
Yeah, like 7 is like, that's like my, like, for sure too. Like, I mean, I could hear any song from there, like the Turks theme or
Just call it.
Yeah, like Cosmo Canyon, you know, like, I mean, just like anything. It's just great. I'm playing through like Rebirth currently. And so hearing like these updated scores to like these areas, and it's just like, not only is it nostalgic because I feel like I'm feeling what these characters are feeling and I'm going through like all those emotions, but like I'm feeling emotions from when I was, you know, a young kid playing it for the first time.
Oh,
and, like,
for sure.
Being taken back. Yeah, that's rad. What's your, what do you think your favorite song is off the soundtrack, or what is
the
one that
my gosh.
You love it when it's on?
Oh my gosh. There's so many. I love the main theme. I think the main theme is just perfect. Mm-hmm. But I also really love, it's called Ahead on Our Way. I really, really love that one. And who doesn't go crazy for One Wing Angel? When that comes on, I mean, I get a little bricked up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Goes a little crazy. It's insane.
The One Wing Angel is great. I mean, but like the standard battle music and boss music are both great. Like they get you pumped and everything. But that One Wing Angel,
sure.
Like, you know, like sets a mood and a tension and a draw. That's great.
Insane. Yeah, I remember freaking out when they did the announcement for Sephiroth for Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! And the music comes on, and there's just literally videos of people just. Insane, going insane. It's so good.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Iconic. All right. Well, that's fun. Yeah. I'm piggybacking off that, but I do have another one.
That
I can share. But before I do that, actually, Tony Hawk 1 and 2. Like, what's like top 3 songs for you off those soundtracks?
Okay. So for me, I really like Superman.
Okay.
I didn't.
I hate that. That's like. Like that's the one. I don't mind.
I feel like that's the one. And every time I hear that, I like to put it in random playlists all the time, and then it just kind of shows up out of nowhere and immediately. immediately makes me happy.
Yeah, I think for Tony Hawk 1, that's got to be like the most memorable one, as much as I like love it or hate
What's your favorite one?
I mean, I like the Dead Kennedys police truck on Tony Hawk 1. I really like that.
Oh, police truck. Yeah.
I don't know why. I never was a Dead Kennedys fan or anything, but I just like that because it's vulgar, you know, in it. And there's like some omitted lyrics. And so like hearing
how
what those
were you
lyrics
when that game came out?
Tony Hawk 1, I think I was, I want to say 7th grade. So what's the math on that?
Okay.
I don't know what the math of that is. 98. I was probably like 12, 13. 12,
like 12. 13.
11, 12. Okay. 11, 12. Yeah.
Okay. I was a lot younger.
That definitely springboarded me into like getting into punk music and everything too. Like,
yeah,
that,
I
for
was
sure.
Gonna say, I was like, were you listening to a lot of punk music beforehand?
No, not before that. No, like that definitely
exactly.
was like a big exposure
like
to it. Yeah. And so that I used that.
Tony
Hawk
did it for me.
Yeah, you listen to one band, and then like my friend Austin and I, we talk about this a lot, but you'd buy a CD, and like in like the liner notes they would thank bands, and then so you'd be like, then you'd like, oh, I've seen that band name like two or three times from different other bands I like, so let's buy like a CD from them next, and like pre-internet days for us, like that's how we kind of like stumble and discover music and stuff. So the ability to
OG Spotify suggestions, Apple Music suggestions.
Yeah, that was for me. That was like Tony Hawk was like, okay, well, here's a good chance to like sample some things. Like rather than, you know, eventually it became like a Punk-O-Rama from Epitaph to like find new things. But Tony Hawk was the first version of that for me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Have you seen the videos of like Tony Hawk performing with Goldfinger and like, covering and singing Superman?
Oh my gosh, no.
Oh man, look it up on the internet. It's
iconic.
It's crazy how it's like just full circle for him. And then he's even done one. I think it was during like COVID times. But he did from Tony Hawk 2, one of my favorite songs, No Cigar by Millencolin.
That was actually the second one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I will actually listen to that actively as just a fan.
As an adult.
Yeah, but there's a video of Tony Hawk covering that, and like Steve Caballero like plays guitar, and I think like bassist
That's
from
sick.
Millencolin's actually just playing bass for it, and I don't know who's drums, but it's like a weird
Who's your main in Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
I mean, I always
what
like,
character did you main
in Tony Hawk 2? I like the create a skater feature, you know, because you can kind of make your own, but like I was a Bob Burnquist, like
Burnquist.
The one-footed Smith grind that he had. That was cool. And I think it was obscure because one of his special moves was like a lip trick. What was it called?
Oh,
the burn twist or something?
It was
super difficult to pull off, and it really wasn't
worth
it.
I hated it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, this is cool because he's the only one who's got this. So this is
that
my
has
guy.
It. Yeah,
yeah,
that's fair.
And I do always remember thinking if I was ever going to buy a skate deck, it would be like one from like The Firm or something like that. One of the ones that he had that was he was sponsored by.
Used.
I don't know why. Yeah, it was like this branding that like was just etched into your head as a kid. It's like, this is my favorite guy.
Sure, yeah.
So this is my favorite gears. Yeah. This is my favorite stuff. That's it.
Yeah, that's sick.
That's cool. Yeah, a game that I had that I think that I would share that can, you know, evoke some emotion or takes me back. The Mega Man 2 soundtrack. Like,
oh my gosh.
Like those bleeps and bloops from the NES were like,
but
really rocking.
True bangers.
Yeah.
True bangers. Who's your favorite boss music?
See, I don't...
Who's stage music?
I don't know. I mean, Airman... I don't... Like, they're all... It's all good. You know? Like,
yeah,
there
really
isn't about it. And even, like, the in-between, like, level stages and, like, the little, like, you know, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Like, all the little, like, fanfare they have in that game. Like, it's just good. Really rad. And I don't really like actively listen to video game soundtracks outside of like Final Fantasy VII or Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah.
I can put those two on and if I'm interested.
Me too.
That there was a band, and I think they're actually from here in Arizona. And I don't know if they're still around, but this would have been like, you know, 10, 15 years ago. But they're called Mini Bosses, and they cover a bunch of like old NES game like soundtracks. They just play
sick.
It as like a musical instruments and like live and everything. And they did a bunch of Mega Man songs and like a whole like medley songs, but like with good drum, bass, and guitar, just like as a live sound.
That's
and
insane.
It was always cool.
I would go
to
that concert
to that.
For sure.
Yeah, I've never gotten to see him live. I've always like thought like, yeah, that'd be rad to do.
So sick.
There's some other band. I need to remember the name of it too. Maybe if I do remember it in time,
they do a
I
bunch
post
of covers.
This, they do it, but they have a live person play the game they're scoring on stage.
Oh, that's sick.
So there's a person like speed running the game, and they're playing the music for the stages as they get through it. I'm like, that's rad. That's
the collab of a lifetime. Yeah, I would too. No, definitely. Isn't it sad that Mega Man isn't really a thing anymore?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that awful? That's so sad.
It's
I know
that
Keiji Inafune did like Mighty No. 9, right?
Yeah. But that was not what anybody wanted.
Not great.
Yeah. And then like I don't know, they did do that like Mega Man 9 and 10, and it felt like that had like a little bit of resurgence, but now those are both like a decade old or more.
Yeah. No,
so
yeah.
It's really not a thing. But
yeah,
you know, we'll always have Mega Man 2.
Yeah. At least.
But cool. Well, thanks for answering that video game music question. I think these are fun
ones. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we will chat again soon in the future for sure, Jeff.
See ya.
Nicole, I would like you to introduce yourself just so, you know, if you were a podcast listener, you'd kind of know a little about who's talking, you know, maybe what are, you know, how long you think you've been playing games for, maybe what's a top favorite game of yours. Doesn't have to be your most favorite, but just something people know you by. But also, tell me your favorite video game villain.
I don't know if I have a favorite game villain. Maybe Time. Time would be a villain because of some of the games that I like, you know, just like overall, like I think sometimes with certain games, like, you know, you're kind of racing against the clock. And so I would say Time, but I just want to like touch on one thing that you did say, like lifelong gaming partner. I think it's more like you're the gamer and I'm the partner that watches you play games all the time. And I think that it's so funny because sometimes I could hear someone talk about a game and I'll say like, oh my gosh, I love that game. Oh, you know, like when you're fighting all those Valkyries for God of War, like that was probably like one of my most favorite games watching you play. But I don't consider myself a gamer because I don't even play a fraction of video games or anything like that. So, I'll say I'm a casual player.
I don't know. I just wanted people to maybe get an idea of you and kind of set it up. So I'm also already forgetting because I'm trying to multitask here as well. That's okay. We can get into it though. We picked music is this episode's topic, but what is the question or prompt you want to bring to discuss? And then I'll let you answer first, and then when you're done, I'll give you my thoughts or commentary on it.
My question is there a game that you just like absolutely love the music, and you can like hear it at any given moment, like at any time, and think back to like when you first heard that song, or, you know, you were first introduced to it? I guess I'll go ahead and answer first. So it's funny how you talked about the SP because that's what I want to talk about. And I think of it almost as like Pandora's box of like, you know, you're opening that SP and you hear that little chime, that Nintendo chime, and it's like, what are you going to do? I mean, given like, I probably hardly ever heard that chime because I never turned it off because it had an amazing battery and you could just clamshell, like close it. But the few times that I did turn it on and off, like that little chime was like, it was just like so exciting. But as far as like the music goes, I will say like the Harvest Moon game that you introduced me to, and I thought that was really cool. Just going around a town and really just, you know, doing your daily duties, talking to people, making friends, relationships. But the sounds and the music behind it and how it would change, or even just like the sounds of like nature, like when it was nighttime, like you could hear the waves crashing and things like that. So I would say that music and Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, is another one for me that it's just like so exciting. I'm like, oh my gosh. I remember like staying up so late at night, just, you know, playing the game and almost pretty much falling asleep while playing a game. And you're still hearing the sounds, but you're like asleep, but it's just kind of like all the music and everything gets kind of ingrained in your head. But yeah, that's what I was just thinking about, like the music. What about you?
Yeah, the Harvest Moon, I'm going to probably, with the magic of editing, like cut in the walking around music, just because that is good music. And I'm trying to think if that was in the same, because the Friends of Mineral Town game, Game Boy Advance game, was like a semi like remake, re-release of the Back to Nature, which was on the original PlayStation. And it was like the same town layout and same characters and stuff, but I'm not sure if it had like the same music, so I'd be curious to go back there. But Friends of Mineral Town, for me, I do love that music and everything. But I guess because I play a lot of games, the one that instantly jumps out, and like I don't want to always just have like the easy softball answers. I think hardcore gaming people and like my age will probably say this and agree with this, but like Final Fantasy VII, to me, I can hear that soundtrack, and that has hatred. What does that mean? Oh, you don't like that game because you couldn't beat the first boss. You know, attack when its tail it's up, and it will counterattack with this, and you didn't read the way that it was displaying it in two sentences, two prompts. You thought, oh, I'll just attack it, and you somehow died on the guard scorpion. But yeah, that music is just, I mean, that game is like my favorite game of all time, and it's because I was at the age, like I understand what it is. It's nostalgia, and just like that was the game for like the age and the discovery and, you know, all those types of things like that a lot of people have, you know, like people, you remember their first crush or their first whatever, you know, that type of thing. Like that's that first RPG for me that did that. And luckily it was like a huge one, but it was very epic and had so many like songs. I guess that would be it then. That would be that I don't really have like a follow up or anything that sparked in me. So,
yeah, I did kind of wanted to kind of add something, just like as you were just mentioning right now, about Final Fantasy VII, which I already said that I don't like. But the fact that you're mentioning all these different tracks throughout the entire game, and so you have this like really beautiful soundtrack of music, I never experienced that game specifically, but for me it would probably be like Final Fantasy 11, where we kind of just really got totally like sucked into it, and I said goodbye to anybody in my life because that was my life. The fact that you say you like randomly hear Final Fantasy VII, I listen to the soundtrack for that game like all the time. It's always on shuffle in my music on, you know, on Apple Music, because it's just like, it's just so nice. Like I'll randomly like hear a song and I'm like, oh my gosh, where's my chocobo? I should be running through a field right now. But you know, I'm not. I'm in my car and I'm driving to the store or something. But, you know, just the fact that, like, we have all of these songs available to us on all these different types of platforms makes it really cool to give you, like, those little bursts of nostalgia throughout your day and or your week or your month. And, you know, kind of puts you in those, like, feel-good moments.
We aren't the soundtrack, like...
family or soundtrack couple. I mean, we just listen to like music and our niche bands, and you have more of a palette than I do. But I think that's the only video game soundtrack that we've ever purchased between the two of us. Like, I think we found that like import, like Final Fantasy XI soundtrack at Frankincense or something like years ago.
Something like that.
And that's, we had that on our old iPod forever, and so that's why even now that, like, since it's in our music library from like iTunes Match and stuff, that will randomly come up for shuffles for me, and hearing the like Seru Tabaruta theme or field music and all that stuff, you're just like, oh, yep, and you're instantly in that game space or in that moment of time, which was a good moment of time. It was paycheck to paycheck poverty, but it was also just like, you know, roommate, you know, like lifestyle and our first MMO experience and our first big game experience. So that's always good. So that music is ingrained with like a lot of like life memories of the time of like more firsts. I think it's firsts because that was like our first time living on our own, our first time like living with roommates, and our first time playing games, a game like that. And that was our first time like cooperatively. Like it started with me getting that as a birthday gift from you getting hooked to it, and then we had to buy a whole separate account so that I could also play. And then that caused our good friends to get in. Probably Thomas was next, but then he convinced a few others, and we eventually had like four or five people we knew in our little like friends like apartment group.
Which is like a full party.
Yeah, which is almost like a full party. We basically had enough to essentially that. And then as life went on, and it came out on the Xbox 360, and that game generationally like stretched out head legs, which was kind of cool. So yeah, that game's pretty big. I guess if I was to say music wise, for sure, like that's my number two. Like 7 is my number one that I remember and have, like I can be transported back, but 11 is definitely, both Final Fantasy titles for me, I think, for sure.
Cool. That was it. This was fun.
All right. Well, that's another episode of Pixels and Polygons. I should say the name more just to make sure that it settles and becomes a thing. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy it. And yeah, catch you on the next episode.